Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
The way Xavier McKinney is tracking, Bilstead underestimated his own boldness, which when I first heard it, I was thinking he's crazy.
Innovative.
Intercepted for a fourth time in four games, McKinney!
And Packers Hall of Famer.
The fact that Bilstead is on track to be underbolded on the boldathon is just fascinating.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Poof. Tausch.
Yeah.
Say
yeah,
something.
I think we're all feeling that kind of way this morning.
And I was trying to rank where this for me is with lifelong Wisconsin sports fan ranks. And
There's been some bad ones lately.
The ones that are hardest are the gut punches. The 4th and 26, the not making it to the Super Bowl in Seattle
Seahawks.
Where you're there and then you're not there, where the rug gets pulled out underneath you.
Yeah, the Brewers and Nationals in Washington, that was a wild card game. That one was very eerily similar to this one. Would that be the closest?
Yeah, I mean,
NLCS?
Obviously, for me, the 4th and 26 is, you know, the most painful memory I have, just because we were there, we were the better team that day. Like, I think as a fan and as a competitor, you can live with somebody beating you. And that's why last night, while it is a gut punch and it was a, you know, it's a gut wrenching loss, I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, you gave up a 3-run homer. You had it sitting there. You were there to win it. And I understand that. But I think as a fan, for me, that Seattle playoff loss is the hardest, because that team with Aaron and everybody else, I think that's probably his best team that he had. And for as many things to go wrong, it wasn't like Alonzo's home run where it's just a monster gut punch. That was like 100 gut punches. You know, not taking the kick. There's 100 different things you could look at, but it has been a tough stretch as a Wisconsin sports fan, obviously. And, you know, we just listed off three without even thinking that are complete heart-wrenching gut punches as a sports fan.
Now, so I'm thinking ahead to this, you know, and the stuff that we heard even going into this playoff series, Tausch, was like, well, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, this always happens and whatever. But at some point,
it's kind of always happening.
Geez, it's kind of always happening, right?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to me in watching and analyzing sports now for a long time, and this, because baseball's so, I guess, messed up financially, that it always feels like Brewers fans kind of just expect this to happen because, well, the Mets have $200 million more in payroll and all this other stuff. Whereas with the Packers, that's not the case. But it's what you've learned throughout the years is it is incredibly difficult to win a championship. And things have to go your way regardless of, you know, how good of a team you have. You have to have injuries fall. And that's not the easiest thing, especially when you see the New England Patriots win 6. You're like, well, why does it happen to them? And the Chiefs now are on this run, because if you take those outliers out of the equation, it is incredibly difficult to get a championship. And I know today's not the day we want to hear this, but Wisconsin has won championships. We won it recently with the Bucks, but the fact that we've fallen short as many times as we have has made it really hard to remember all the good times that we've had as well.
How are you feeling about Sunday? Packers, Rams.
This has to be a get-right game. I think the Rams are beat up. And I think, you know, for me, I think the offense is going to be really good. I think it's probably still going to be working through some things as Jordan continues to get better and better. But Los Angeles Rams offensive line is beat down. If this defense doesn't eat and get turnovers and really suffocate Matthew Stafford, I got a feeling we're going to be incredibly disappointed Monday. But I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hafley, raving about Eric Bilstead's guy Xavier McKinney as he gets another interception.
Stafford likes to throw picks.
To 10 picks. All bold Bilstead.
Absolutely need it. And Bucky tomorrow, right? We roll Purdue?
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, we certainly should. I mean, this should be a weekend that hopefully we can put that sour taste
there you go.
From last night at least in the back burner a little bit.
Thanks, Tausch. Talk on Monday.
See you guys.